Normally, with is used to describe a relationship between two things or people. But in Genesis 5:22, the Lord means for us to grasp a concept beyond simply being accompanied, but closer, in the idea that God calls His people to fellowship with Himself, more than just being near, but to actually be in unity from beginning to end with God. 1 John 5:7, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." In Genesis 5:22, "with" is spelled with the first and last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, aleftov. When I say we aleftov someone, it is a simplistic view of with. Simplistically, to aleftov someone is to position ourselves to go together with, in an intimate fashion which allows confident and free discourse, participation in an adventure of very close partnership, and sharing of attributes back and forth. When Moses was speaking with the Lord in Exodus 32, 9-14, the Lord says, my paraphrase here,
"Stand back, Moses, I'm gonna kill them all."
And yes, the English translation really is poor. According to the Hebrew, the Lord was speaking with Moses and was more accurately saying what he said as a presentation of an idea and was inviting Moses to offer a counterpoint argument. It was God aleftoving Moses and inviting Moses to aleftov him. It was an invitation for Moses to position himself so closely, like a branch is intimately integrated in the tree, that he could freely share all he was with God, who was willing to similarly and intimately share with Moses. With aleftov in the simplest form. Sure, I know it isn't always like that in the use of the word with, maybe, but I'm shooting at the idea that most of us really, actually, do not see ourselves as walking with God in the sense the Lord intends us to walk with Him. The Lord is willing, but we are so wrapped up in unbelief and self-condemnation, we really have a hard time seeing ourselves that closely with God. You and your spouse go with each other. You share all your breathing, all your thinking, all your feeling, like our hand shares all its benefits with the arm, or at least we should be. We aleftov each other all the time. Do you get it? Matthew 19:6. "So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put apart." You all walk closely together on the same side of the road where the two have become one, and it's a type of with in the sense the Lord intends. Exodus 26:17 and in Exodus 36:22, it mentions two tenons being fitted together, and how the two tenons fitted together gave definition and strength to the entire frame. From God's perspective, what fits together is a picture of union, like close friends or a brother-sister unity. Not merely associates, not just partners, but in God's idea of a friend. It's a picture of with. They are aleftoved, participating in very close communion, acting as one, bracing the other. Thank you.